Elizabeth Violet Hargreaves trotted down the stairs in her new blue dress, her blonde hair neatly done up in curls and ribbons. She couldn't wait to show Mama and Papa how pretty she looked. Elizabeth had spent several moments admiring her appearance from all angles in her looking glass until her maid Dinah had told her enough was enough and that she should get downstairs else she would miss breakfast. Elizabeth did not want to miss breakfast. She was a hearty eater, somewhat to her mother's dismay, and breakfast was her favourite meal. There were always pots of jam with breakfast, and a sugar bowl for the tea, and Elizabeth never missed a chance to add an extra dollop of jam to her toast or sneak another lump of sugar. If her mother caught her, she would make that hissing snake noise between her teeth and tell Elizabeth if she kept eating like that, she would become rounder than she was already. Elizabeth didn't mind much that she was round. She thought it made her look soft and sweet. And she'd rather be soft and sweet than hard and clipped like her mother. Of course, Elizabeth thought Mama was beautiful. Or rather, she was beautiful underneath all her planes and angles. She had the same blonde hair as Elizabeth, long and thick. When she took it down at night, it would fall in rippling waves to her waist. Some of those waves had turned silvery grey, though Elizabeth didn't think Mama was that old, really, and the silver was sort of pretty when it caught the light. Elizabeth had her mother's eyes, too, clear and blue. But Mama used to laugh more, and her eyes used to crinkle up in the corners when she did. Now, there was always a furrow between her brows, and Elizabeth couldn't remember the last time she laughed. No, that isn't true, she thought to herself. She could remember the last time Mama laughed. It was before that day. That day was how Elizabeth always referred to it in her mind. The day that she came downstairs for breakfast to find her father at the table, looking like he'd aged 20 years in a minute. His face, the colour of old ash in the fireplace. In front of him was the morning newspaper freshly ironed. Papa? She'd asked. But he hadn't heard her. Elizabeth had crept closer and seen the paper's headline. Fire in City Asylum. No survivors. Tales from terrified onlookers. Underneath these interesting bits was a photograph that showed the asylum before and after the fire. Elizabeth stared at the before picture. The building seemed like it was staring back at her, like something was rippling under the walls, something that wanted to reach out and grab her and drag her inside. Elizabeth, Papa had said, and folded the paper hurriedly, pushing it to one side. What is it, my darling? She indicated the food spread out on the table before him. It's breakfast. Did Mama eat already?
No, Papa said. Mama isn't feeling well. She's still asleep.
That was strange, because Elizabeth was certain she'd heard Mama's voice downstairs earlier. But Papa seemed to have something on his mind at the moment. That was what Mama always said, that Papa had something on his mind and Elizabeth wasn't to bother him. So perhaps he'd forgotten that Mama had been here already. Elizabeth climbed into her seat and laid her napkin on her lap as she was supposed to do, and waited for Hobson to serve. The butler came forward, and Elizabeth said, Eggs and toast, please, Hobson. He nodded and lifted the cover off the eggs, and Elizabeth noticed his hand trembled as he scooped the eggs onto her plate with a large silver spoon. He plucked two pieces off the toast rack with tongs and placed them next to the eggs.
Jam, Miss Ellis, Hobson said, offering Elizabeth the jam pot.
Not Alice, Papa hissed through his teeth, and his voice was so harsh it made Elizabeth jump in her seat.
Elizabeth!